Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Board of Astoria Board of Commissioners meeting in a regular session, September 3rd. We are convening the meeting, opening the meeting to order, and have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Present.
Commissioner Spence.
Present.
Commissioner Rome.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Here. Join me, please, in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're going to start off today with commission reports. Commissioner Campbell.
The flying was a pretty cool thing last week. We hadn't had the best weather at the airport, but it still turned out not quite the crowd I think we had the year before. There were so many things going on the same day. I could see where the car shows and air shows and everything were kind of sucking away from it. It was really nice. We spread it out a little bit this year. It was nice. And the kids, I think they all, about 60 kids, your boy went out.
Yep.
How did he like it?
He loved it.
They hauled 60 young kids up and introduced them to flying. It was a cool thing. That's about all I had.
Thank you. Commissioner Rome?
Not much more to add from them. Commissioner Campbell mentioned that after the flying, I thought it was an excellent.
Yeah. Commissioner Spence?
I don't have anything.
And Commissioner Hill?
Well, I just want to say, I had never been to the fly-in before, and I was really impressed. Had a great time, saw lots of things that, of interest, and I thought it was well attended, actually, and the weather wasn't bad.
It could have been better, but we had a lot of competition in that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed, and won't miss it in the future.
Good, thank you. I'll echo the comments without repeating them, just to say, though, that take note of what Mr. Campbell said. 60 young Eagles went through their first experience in obtaining their pilot's license. I think over half of them were female. That was kind of interesting. Additionally, they get a logbook, they get a signature from the pilot that they actually did a familiarization flight. So, Wes Tolan told me that about 15% go on and get their pilot's license. And there is a shortage of pilots in America, whether you knew that or not. That's a good thing. Great exposure for the port. In addition to attending that event, we are working on building an ad hoc committee. I think you're probably going to address that in your comments. I had a long conversation with former Senator Johnson, and she laid it all out for me on who she wanted to be there and what our goal would be. And we do intend to organize well enough to get the community awareness on what Customs is doing to our port and get our national senators and representatives to speak to the Director of Customs on our behalf. That's all I have to report. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to public comment for items on the agenda but not covered by a public hearing.
No comments.
And we're going to arrive at the consent calendar now. This includes meeting minutes, financials, and the event calendar for September. Once again, we're pretty well up to speed on our financials and meeting minutes. Coming in from July. Do we need to parse anything out? Chairman, I move we approve the consent calendar as presented. Motion and a second, discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. We have two action items today. The first one will be the airport hangar purchase. Director Rice.
Thank you, Commissioner. The Commissioner, turn to page 18 of your packet. Page 18 and 19, you have a draft bill of sale and sale agreement for the port to purchase what we refer to as the Bales Hangar out at our airport. Terms are listed within the document. The sale price is $300,000, and upon approval from the commission, we will be closing within 30 days. I think this is a good deal for the port, a good deal for Dr. Bales, and will give us some options in the future. I think strategically, the port having ownership of that hangar makes a lot of sense, and we've already, just in a short amount of time since this process started, have received inquiries in terms of interest in potentially leasing that space. And so you were also, Commissioners, given a copy today of the inspection report that was just done. I just had a chance to read through it this morning. I don't know that there's anything too newsworthy in there. I think it's fairly typical of this type of building and a building of its age and along the lines of what we expected. So what we're asking for tonight is a motion from the commission to authorize the executive director to complete this sale agreement with Dr. Bales in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
And just for the general information, I think it's important to note the ground underneath the building belongs to the Port of Astoria currently. Kind of this lease at a very low rate by the current owner of the building. Economically, it makes very good sense for the port to acquire a building that's on for a property. Conversations have led the commission to believe that we will be able to easily recover the cost of the purchase over time, leasing it at a competitive rate to a future occupant.
Agreed. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have a unanimous vote. Our next action item is an invitation to bid for the West Basin Marina Pile Replacement. 25 of them again?
25 is what we have put out in the invitation to bid. Very good news. This all starts on page 20 of the packet. The really good news with this is we had a couple of bids and it came in a lot lower than what we were expecting. So we had budgeted $250,000 for 25 piles. What we ended up bidding was a couple of bids, one from HMB Construction for a little over $209,000, and then one from Bergeson Construction for $173,250. So just a little bit of history on this. This is a project that we've been working on for numerous years, over the years, replacing roughly 300 piles. We're now down to 78 piles that need to be replaced. So the intent with the invitation to bid was to do this over the next 3 years. But with the low price this year, what we wanted to bring to the commission was the potential of going up to the maximum budget that we had this year, $250,000. So if we did that, we would be able to replace 39 of the piles this year, and we could do potentially the same next year and be done with it in 2 years rather than three, and save ourselves between $30,000 and $50,000 in mobilization costs over the third year. So what we'd like from the commission this evening is a motion to approve the ITB with the caveat. If you go back on page 75, you can see the individual costs for the piles from Bergeson. Mobilization cost would be $34,500, and then we would be looking at replacing 39 piles at $5,550 each for a total of $250,000, or $250,950.
I'll just make the motion as stated by the deputy director.
Oh, motion on the
table. Is that the bid you recommend?
Yes.
What's the matter, is that Ferguson?
That's Ferguson.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor.
We can discuss it, but we can motion and give you a second.
Second.
Discussion?
You got it. What's this $173,000?
That's the total for 25 piles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were looking to do 39 this year.
Oh, thank you.
So, and then get
back to... You're gonna do more than 25?
Correct.
So...
It'll save $30,000 to $50,000 on mobilization costs over a three-year period if you do it in 2 years. For $259,000 this year. Is that right, $259,000?
$250,950.
Okay, even better.
Is that part of the budget, built into the budget?
We have budgeted $250,000, so it's $950 over what we budgeted.
That'll come out of your check.
On page 54, it's a very impressive inspection report of which pilings have to be replaced, which are now, and those needing eventual, those good condition. Who did the inspection of each of the platanks to make this judgment?
Well, marina staff did.
Right. Joe Teddy be part of that?
Yes.
It's very impressive to have that information to work with.
This is all contributing to the IS.
How many bids did you receive?
Two.
Are some of the pilings we're replacing still wood?
No, they're all steel. They're just 9-inch old drill casings, moving to 12.75-inch, 3/8-inch thick, 50 footers.
Further questions or discussion? I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
What's the time frame on the work to be done?
We'll start November 1, and it'll take about 2 weeks to do.
That's the same work window for everything, just about, isn't it?
Correct,
yeah.
And it has to be done by February 1st?
Has to be done by November 30th.
Wow.
Okay. The motion passed unanimously. Now time for public comment for non-agenda items. Public comment. Time for executive director comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. So, a number of items today. I guess I'll move this one to the front just because it's been mentioned during Commissioner comments, but I want to say a few words about the fly-in. I guess first thing, just a huge thank you to all the folks who helped make that happen. We have this small regional airport, and then on one day in August to bring in, I think our final count was right around 1,400 people, is pretty incredible logistically to make that happen. And so we have obviously a ton of staff involved, but John Reichel is a major part of making this happen. And I know commissioners were involved as well, and Commissioner Campbell was transporting carts back and forth and helped us with a lot of the setup. And I will say too, I've heard from a number of folks here in the last week or so that were super impressed with the event. As was mentioned earlier, the Young Eagles flying program, I think, was a huge hit. Actually, that was the one that I heard some negativity around, that people didn't know about it, or they would have been there had they known that.
I would echo that negativity.
that they could take flight. So, yeah, I think it was a wonderful event. Last year, it did feel like there was a few more people. We actually lost count last year, but I think we were likely over 2,000. And this year, right around 1,400. And I think, as Commissioner Campbell pointed out, given the number of events and activities that were going on that day in the area, as well as having an overcast day versus sunshine the year before, I think it was a really good turnout. So, really good for the community. As I was talking to one gentleman who is probably in his 40s or so, who's from Astoria, went to school at Astoria, has lived here his whole life, and he said that was his first time ever actually going out to the airport. He's like, I've always known it was there, but I've never ever come out here. And so he has a couple of young kids and had his family out there. So it was cool to see that someone like that, that was a local and been here basically his whole life, that had never actually been out to the airport. So good opportunity to show that off to the community. I'll just go through my list here in no particular order. We do have a log ship coming in tomorrow. They're going to start loading, I believe, on Thursday, but the ship will actually be here tomorrow, which is good. They have a lot of inventory out on the pier. CBP, so this was brought up earlier, and we've made some progress since our last meeting when we had approved the letter and the group of supporters that we were hoping to get signatures from. And so Deanna's been hard at work on that. And we have two signatures left to get. I think I'm going to see both those gentlemen tomorrow morning. So we'll get those final two signatures to get that letter sent off to CBP. We had also sent off letters to a number of different representatives, both at the local level, all the way up to the federal level. We have heard back from both Senator Wyden's office through Reed Armitage. She was in receipt of the letter last week, and according to her, they are working with Bonamici's office to come up with some sort of an action plan. And then Gustavo Guerrero from Senator Merkley's office actually was in contact with Matt today, and he's planning on coming out to the port next Wednesday. So it seems like, at least on the federal side, that folks are interested in hearing what's going on. And for those of us in the meeting last month with Congresswoman Bonamici, when she had heard of the issues we were having, she was quite frustrated. So along with that, as Commissioner Stevens pointed out, we've been working with a number of different individuals, now including former Senator Betsy Johnson, and we're looking at forming an ad hoc committee that's specific to solving this issue with CBP. And Betsy had indicated she would be willing to be a co-chair of that group, and then had also recommended to Commissioner Stevens a number of different individuals and or entities that we think should have representation as a part of that committee, entities like the Chamber, ILWU, Bar Pilots. And so all this is happening fairly quickly. I know I was on the phone over the weekend with Commissioner Stevens and with Bruce Karn. And so tentatively, we're hoping to meet on September 12th, so next week, to have that first meeting of that ad hoc group. I should actually see Betsy tomorrow morning, and so I'm going to verify that that works for her, but I think initially she had said she thought that date might work. And so things are moving, and I think we're exploring a number of different avenues and channels in order to get some movement on this, which is good. And the hope is ultimately we can find a resolution that's going to work for the port moving forward so that we can continue to have a successful cruise terminal here and not be basically completely hampered by what I consider to be a pretty insane request for the port to fund such a large portion of the labor force from CBP every time we have a vessel in here. It's just not sustainable. And as we've talked about before, one of the issues is because of how small the port is and the fact that we're not an embarkment port, it puts us in a tough spot in terms of leverage. And it also, we become a bit unique because a lot of the other ports that are doing this processing are much larger and don't have the same labor issue of having to bring folks from, you know, Portland, Vancouver, all the way to Astoria to do this work. And so there's good things happening here, and especially with our federal delegation involved, I'm hopeful that we're going to get a solution here soon. Last couple items I had, we had augers out here last week for field work. I did meet with the partner last week, and it sounds like at that point everything was going fairly smooth, no surprises, which is always good during an audit. And they had an opening on their calendar. Typically they come out twice during the year, once to do their field work, so that's mostly hands-on stuff and wanting to look and track invoices and receipts and do their random checks, talk to staff. And then later in the year, they come out for final audit, which is more having to do with the financial statements, reviewing the numbers, looking at formatting, all those sorts of things. So it's more kind of paperwork-based versus the field. But they had an opening, so they're actually going to come back out here next Tuesday the 10th to do the final field work, which is pretty rare to only have kind of a week in between interim and final field work. But the good news with that is once they get through final audit next week, we should be ready to complete our year-end statements and hopefully issue like in October, which is really early. The deadline for those things is December 31st, so we would be way ahead of schedule to be able to get them in October. And then lastly, you may have noticed when you walked in, but our new administrative assistant, she's working part-time, has started. Her name is Katie Brown, and she's going to be working with Deanna and helping us out here in the office, and especially we're kind of throwing Deanna into all kinds of different things, and so to have some extra coverage, like right now while she's in the meeting, to have somebody at the desk is pretty valuable. So Katie's actually, she's from the area and came pretty highly recommended. I actually know some, there's some mutual acquaintances who spoke very highly of her, so we're excited to have her, and I think ultimately it'll be good for the port. And really help Deanna as she kind of moves into an as-needed basis of whoever needs what and whatever the emergency is of the day that Deanna gets thrown on it. So it'd be nice to have Katie here as a bit of backup at the front desk. That's my report.
Thank you.
Questions, Chair?
Yes, yes, just follow up on the dealing with the customs and everything. I want to make sure that your letter is entered into the record on our position and who we copied. So that's a very good piece of correspondence. I just want to make sure that's in the record.
Yeah, that's not leaving the board offices, but yes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get one, Deanna? Did you get a copy?
I did not.
There's plenty of them up here, but I have to take care of them.
Thank you.
See, Commissioner Hill doesn't want to keep it. Thank you. Anybody else? Upcoming meeting dates, we have a workshop session September 17th and a regular session October 1st. Get closer to Halloween. There is nothing else, we will adjourn the meeting. 424.